Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for November 14th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Google adding another messaging platform. Well, not really, but they did add messaging to Google Maps for iOS and Android, which doesn't let you communicate with other Google Maps users per se, but it does let you message businesses. So if there's a business that is very in tune and very able to communicate quickly, they can now use Google Maps to communicate with customers and give them information that may not be on their Google Maps listing, although obviously their primary goal should probably be to have all of that information readily available without you having to message them. But it's just a nice, handy new feature that you can use if you need to contact a business with any concerns or questions. Also, we have Night Sight now rolling out to all Google Pixel devices for really, really good, spectacular low-light photography performance. So Night Sight, we've been talking about it for a while. Google announced it back on October 9th at the Pixel 3 event, and there was a leaked APK or modified APK that enabled it that was available, has been available for a little while, but now it's officially rolling out. So if you have a Google Pixel device, keep your eye out on the Play Store, and you'll have Night Sight for taking really killer low-light photos. Also today, Google announced all the Google Store Black Friday deals, which all start this week, including a Pixel 3 buy one, get one offer, which lets you buy a Pixel 3 and get another Pixel 3 at 50% off, which is a really, really good deal. $99 for the Google Home Hub, $80 for the standard Google Home, $300 off the Pixelbook, so down to $700 for that device. And also, there will be a deal starting a little bit later next week where you can get the Pixel 3 XL for $200 off, which may be a little bit of a slap in the face to early adopters who got their Pixel more than a couple weeks ago. But if you're looking to get a Pixel 3 XL, looks like Black Friday is the time to get it. Also, a patch is coming soon for the Pixel 3 owners that were reporting losing their text messages. So that's good news. And finally today, Google passed the Google Glass Enterprise Edition second generation device through the FCC. It got FCC certification, and the label documents went public today. We've heard from a source that this pretty much just brings minor spec bumps, and you can read all the details on that over at 9to5Google. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon.